This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And Angel Spring Training follows us at 12:10, playing the Diamondbacks today. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As regular listeners to the show know, outside of Cambodia, Long Beach has the highest indigenous population of Cambodians anywhere in the United States. And there is a burgeoning Cambodian restaurant scene that non-Cambodians really need to know more about because the food is delicious. So coming up and long in the works is the inaugural Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. It is March 19th through 26th, where you have the opportunity to try some of the best Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach with special deals. And for the next 2 weeks, we are going to be previewing the event by chatting with some of the participating restaurants that I've had a chance to get to know. And to kick things off, I'm delighted to say we have Hawk T with us, who has Schlop Muon in Long Beach. And we'll get into what that name means. But in the meantime, it is a pleasure to welcome Hawk to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Hawk, good morning and welcome.
Andy, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hawk, I would be better with some of those wings right in front of me right now. But we're going to tease our audience, Hawk, and we're going to have them come in and be able to enjoy them. And, you know I'm looking forward to my return visit because I had a wonderful preview with you. Was able to try a lot of your different wings with different dry rubs and sauces and talk with some of your very enthusiastic patrons. So let's back up a little bit, if we can, Hawk. First of all, the name has significance. It's not something you picked up out of the air. What does that mean?
Correct. So the word Schlop Muon is actually the Cambodian word for chicken wings, phonetically. So Schlop being the wing and then Muon being chicken. So basically wing of chicken. So that's, I stylized the restaurant based off of that.
You know, makes things easy. Hawk, you and your wife, Sophia, backed into the restaurant business now in a rather circuitous route. So let's talk about you growing up in Long Beach and having to work in your parents' restaurants or restaurant. And then how did that lead you to San Francisco?
Yeah. So growing up in the restaurant, I just hated it. It's just like any teenager. You didn't want to work for your parents. My wife and I decided to move away to San Francisco to basically get away from Southern California, just get away from what we grew up on. We wanted to experience life on our own. Did the corporate route, went into the corporate world, worked for corporations and stuff like that, and then just didn't feel the calling. We knew that we were both passionate about food. We wanted to do something for ourselves. And then lo and behold, we found a restaurant. And then we jumped right in, cashed out our 401k, and then jumped headfirst.
Well, let's pause there a minute, because what's really interesting is where in San Francisco was this restaurant? And the first item that you specialized in was not chicken wings.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, we were actually in the middle of the financial district, right off Market in Montgomery. There was a mall called the Crawford Galleria. We stumbled upon this restaurant that was actually available through an argument, long story short. And then, we were in the middle of the financial district, and then we started off selling sandwiches. In Cambodia, and it's similar to what the Vietnamese call about banh mi. Cambodian people, we call it nampang, which is basically bread. We started off with sandwiches first, and then, that went well, but, it just didn't have that special special, you know, quality that I wanted.
So. And you had a lot of competition and you know, some big sandwich chains, I'm sure, within striking distance of you. And, you know, they're always having specials.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, like I said, it was something that's good, but it wasn't something that was unique and you needed it to, you know, eat every day. So that's the reason why we quickly pivoted to something that I had fondness if I really wanted to. You know, I grew up eating it, so I loved it. So, you know, it just brought back a lot of childhood memories.
Now, before we get into some of the specifics of your wings, in terms of your little parents' restaurant in Long Beach, which, of course, you ended up coming full circle, but what was the food they specialized in there?
So they specialized more in the traditional breakfast fares, a lot of the cotija, which is basically their noodle soups, had a lot of pan-fried noodles, a lot of rice dishes and, you know, soups and stews. They were doing it for a good 20 years, you know, so serving the community. They are deeply rooted in the community, you know, basically everywhere we go. My mom would run into a customer or somebody that she knew. So, you know, we have a lot of roots in Long Beach in the Cambodian community. So
of course.
They were doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the inspiration for chicken wings, you just don't do, you know, the regular wings with buffalo sauce. Tell us about your research, Hawk, in terms of perfecting your menu, because so our audience understands it, you do your wings two different ways. You have sauces and dry seasonings. So give us the overview on that, because it's obvious, Hawk, you worked really hard on perfecting all of these recipes and have a lot of variety.
That is correct. Thank you, Andy. So not just the recipe for the seasoning and the sauces itself, but I think the technique for frying the wing is something that I developed based off of something I grew up eating. When you come into slab one, you'll understand that the wing is going to be crispy on the outside, moist on the inside, yet pretty dry to the touch, meaning it's not going to be overly greasy. You know it's deep fried, but it's not overly greasy. I think the problem is that I love wings, but every time I went to go get wings, they were either really, really deep fried or they're really, really greasy. So throughout trial and error and basically developing my parents' recipe, I developed a technique where the wings are what I like. So based off of that, I offer four dry seasonings, and these dry seasonings are play on flavors that I grew up eating as a Chinese Cambodian American. So my bestseller being Cambodian Dirt, it's my take on lemon pepper. The difference is I use lemon grass that gives it an earthy aroma that hits differently. So I separated by four dries and four sauces. Dries are meant to be eaten dry. Sauces are meant to be eaten with sauce. What I sauce my wings, I don't overly sauce my wings. I do 80%. It's just a ribbon down the middle. The reason why I do that is because I want that crispy textural play. I want you to eat, you know, I want you to have a little bit of crispiness. I want you to have a little bit of sauce. I want you to have a little bit of meat. It's just that cohesive balance. And I think that's the essence of Cambodian cuisine. It's a lot of balanced flavors, not really, really strong flavors altogether. Do we have strong flavors? They're muted out by a balance of either freshness or, you know, herbaceousness. So
love it.
That's what I'm trying to put forward.
Sure. Hawk, let's take a little pause here. We need to make a short break. We're going to pick up the conversation. We're talking about the inaugural Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which is coming up March 19th through 26th, a chance to sample 15 to 20 of the better Cambodian restaurants in Long Beach, all looking to welcome everyone, but specifically non-Cambodian customers, to become more familiar with their cuisine. A standout in the assemblage is Shlap Muan, S-H-L-A-P-M-U-A-N, known for chicken wings, four variety of wings with dry rubs, four variety of wings with sauces, and some killer garlic noodles. We're going to pick up the conversation with proprietor Hawk T on the other side. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.